From Mr. Slope, the conversation turned to the Stanhopes, and Mrs. Grantly was listening with some interest to Eleanor's account of the family when it dropped out that Mr. Slope made one of the party. "What?" said the lady of the rectory. "Was Mr. Slope there too?" Eleanor merely replied that such had been the case. "Why, Eleanor, he must be very fond of you, I think. He seems to follow you everywhere." The Archdeacon, of course, heard before dinner that Eleanor had remained the day before in Barchester with the view of meeting Mr. Slope, and that she had so met him. He remembered how she had positively stated that there were to be no guests at the Stanhopes, and he did not hesitate to accuse her of deceit. Moreover, the fact, or rather presumed fact, of her being deceitful on such a matter spoke but too plainly in evidence against her as to her imputed crime of receiving Mr. Slope as a lover. "I'm afraid that anything we can do will be too late," said the Archdeacon. "I own I am fairly surprised. I never liked your sister's taste with regard to men, but still I did not give her credit for... Oh!" "And so soon, too," said Mrs. Grantly, who thought more perhaps of her sister's indecorum in having a lover before she had put off her weeds than her bad taste in having such a lover as Mr. Slope. "Well, my dear, I shall be sorry to be harsh, or to do anything that can hurt your father, but positively neither that man nor his wife shall come within my doors.